producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Is here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Hello.
Hello. You got a gun permit this week, right?
Excuse me, I'm coughing.
Excuse me.
Ooh,
stay
with
those nuts, will you please?
Yeah,
it wasn't any nuts. This is just all on my own, natural.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, I took my gun test last 2 weeks ago.
Really? All right, well, I'm going to tell you about a concealed carry permit that was issued to somebody who's blind.
Oh, not a good idea.
Well, we'll find out about that.
Why do people need protection?
At the moment, 27 of the more than 50 women who have accused Bill Cosby of drugging and raping them, telling their stories on primetime television tonight. The Cosby accusers speak on NBC, 9 o'clock Eastern
Time. That was
very
dramatic. The Cosby accusers.
The Cosby. Well, that's sort of what they're trying to create here, right?
On the network that built him.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
Build it and take it away.
We're going to it. In a moment, we're going to meet Rod Pyle, who is a programming genius, has helped a lot of these programs that focus on space to get time and attention. We're going to talk about what he knows about what's going on Mars. He's got a book called Mission to the Moon that has been a bestseller. The story at DougSteffen.com that we actually broke, I believe, here, or coming close to it, Mars has life. We will find out more about that in a few moments. You know how thrilled I am to talk about what's going on in space. And, by the way, this is good timely stuff because of the popularity of the movie The Martian. Meanwhile, I'm looking at some compilation, Richie, of recent articles. Most of these, Jennifer, come from the L.A. Times.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a study of American education with a focus on what's going on in the L.A. County schools. let's see here. Let's start with science. Grading science for American adults. This study gives us collectively a D in science, mostly because of things like this. In this poll, this survey done by the LA Times, 22% of those who responded to the poll, and there were like 2,000 people, confused astronomy and astrology. Don't know the difference between astronomy and astrology.
Ridiculous? How is that even possible?
22%, that's a fifth of the
people
surveyed.
That's one in five people that you walk by on the street do not know the difference between those two very basic things.
On a general science quiz consisting of 12 questions, the test takers answered 7 correctly out of 12. That's like 60%. 6 out of 10 answered correctly, and only 6% answered all. There are only 12 questions in the quiz, and only 6% answered all 12.
Wow.
So you look at literacy when it comes to science. I have a focus on health, as you know, and I'm looking further on here into they break down the science studies and go down from astronomy and astrology into things that affect your daily lives, like your health. Huge problem. We're continually bombarded with contradictory health information because of studies that are paid for by this interest or that interest. So how do you know whether, for example, fish oil is good for you or not? Some studies say yes. Other studies said, don't waste your money. Which is it? And then there are the dumbed-down media stories that are put out by various I'm not going to mention any names because it's not productive. Maybe I should. Maybe you think I should. But I feel like the reason that I'm telling you all this is you got to really put your health and well-being number one in your life. How can you live a good, happy life and not know what's going on in your body? You got to know what's going on in your body. You need to have that information. So please don't be silly enough to stay away from the doctor because you don't want to know. I remember having a discussion with a guy who's a great friend of mine, very wealthy guy. He was responsible for developing Mucinex, sold a company for $300 and some odd million, developed a couple of other companies pretty much like that, sold them likewise for a couple $300 million. And he's 76, 77 now, maybe 78. And I remember he's overweight and
but his digestion's fine.
He likes, right, yeah. He likes, yeah, he's fine. Fusenex makes his digestion regular. He likes his whiskey and bourbon and eats well and is overweight. And I said to him, don't you want to know what's going on in your body? He said, no. I enjoy my life. Don't want to know. When it's over, it's over. And I have a
There's
hard time.
There's a beauty. There's a beauty in that.
There is. So
ignorance is bliss.
I don't mean for it to sound like you're unintelligent if you don't know what's going on in your body. I just happen to want to know in my body, and I recommend that to others because I think it's helpful to know what's going on in your body if you want to live a long, happy, healthy life.
People get to the point to where they're, you know what, they felt like they've lived a good life,
yep,
and they're just ready to enjoy life,
yep,
and just take it easy. And
yep,
it is, their kids are grown,
mm-hmm,
their career is over.
Yep.
I'm just here to enjoy right now.
Yep.
Whatever it is, it is.
Yep. And that's his. That's really his point of view. God love him. It's 13 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to meet Rod Pyle, who has some very important news for us to hear regarding what's going on Mars. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor P.U.
Yes, Haley.
Cat pee. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel a hug coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
All right, 15 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer and Richie and I have Rod Pyle, who's been a producer, writer, and director of documentary programming for the History Channel. Also worked on Discovery. He's a NASA historian, so he's right out of my page book, Richie. I don't know whether Rod knows how much I love this stuff. I have an award, Rod, from NASA for my interest in covering space launches when things were heightened during some of the great years of the shuttle. I'm happy to meet your acquaintance and meet you here on Good Day. Your book, Mission to the Moon, has been widely touted as a giving us great understanding about what goes on there. So yesterday you broke the story that Mars has streams, lakes, and the discovery goes back billions of years. Now, if you look, you've seen, no doubt, the movie The Martian, right?
Yes, I have.
What did you think of it?
I thought it was fun. You know, it was a little bit in the mold of Gravity and a couple other movies like Castaway.
Yeah.
And we've kind of seen the story before. If you've been around for a while, there was a movie in the 60s called Robinson Crusoe on Mars that got kind of silly. But it was the same idea, astronauts stranded, left behind.
Yeah.
And The Martian, it's beautiful. Have you seen it yet?
I did, as a matter of fact. That's why I asked. I have a book of some of the more off-putting places on the planet, and I believe that this movie was shot in the deserts of Namibia or someplace in Africa that has red sand and is very desolate. And so I wonder how, from your experience and understanding, how close is that really to what the surface of Mars looks like?
Well, it's pretty close. They looked all over the place, and they finally ended up, I think it was a part of Jordan for a lot of it, where they had shot Mission to Mars and a couple of other films like that. And then, of course, a lot of digital processing was done. So I thought from the parts of the surface that, you know, all of us are interested in this and spend a lot of time looking at, I thought it was really convincing.
Yeah.
And, you know, Damon's performance is great. There were a couple of moments where the science wasn't as wonderful as it could have been.
Right. You know, it's Hollywood.
There's no windstorm on that planet that could have tipped over that rock. You know, before like a soft breeze, because there's just no
there's no atmosphere.
They have a spirit. Right. It's really thin.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, if you do it accurately, it gets kind of dull, and you don't want to spend 8 minutes watching a pressurization cycle. So it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right. All right, let's talk about your observations or what you're reporting here, and how did you get this information? Why does Rod Pyle show up first with his info?
Well, I work at Caltech as a science writer, and I've worked at JPL as also doing science writing. And so this was coming up, the story we knew was coming up, but it had the usual press embargo on it. But because I was there and the paper was written largely by Caltech researchers, it made sense for me to write the story for the website, and then JPL took that material and wrote theirs. So the basic idea is just that, you know, Curiosity's been on the surface for a long time at Gale Crater. And they've been investigating the floor of that crater and the base of the mountain. And this was really a refinement of what they've been seeing for the last couple of years. But the idea is that there was just so much water active there billions of years ago, from about 3.7 to 3.2, 3.3 billion years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that water brought all this sediment and rock and gravel and sand down into Gale Crater, filled up a good percentage of it, and then was scoured away apparently by wind action later, leaving a good chunk of that mountain behind. The rest of it was put there by wind. So that was the case is kind of surprising. And how quickly it happened over maybe 350 million years was surprising, because it had been assumed that it took quite a bit longer. And I think the biggest thing that's left for me in writing this up, after these guys have done all this wonderful hard work at the JPL and Caltech and other places, was it's interesting that the climate model people keep coming up with one answer when they look at ancient Mars, and then the guys who are looking at the rocks kind of come with this other answer and say, you know, this is what we're seeing, and I think we've got to go back and take another look at our assumptions, because something isn't right here. And that's always, when that happens in science, you get excited.
Mm-hmm. You know, I get the biggest kick out of people are going to laugh. The discovery or the explanation of what has come, you quote John Grotzinger, who is Caltech's Fletcher Jones Professor of Geology. Fletcher Jones owns a lot of Mercedes dealerships in Southern California and funded the chair. I don't know why I found that tickled. Those of us who are Southern Californians, at least full-time or part-time, know him from all the ads. I just found it interesting. It had nothing to do with the story other than this guy has worked a lot on it. And it's just kind of funny. But there's a lot. We got about 30 seconds here. What can we compare Mars to in terms of Earth-like structures? Anything friendly there that we can hang our hat on?
Well, there's that recent announcement of what appears to be flowing water coming out of the gully sides, and that's, I think, all we're going to get for a while. But that was a big deal, because, you know, we've been talking for years about what water having been on the surface.
Yep.
Water ice was discovered in 2008 and so forth. But finding it actually flowing is kind of grindy. It's a good moment for us.
Good moment. Congratulations. Nice job writing it out so we can actually understand it. Rod Pyle here, guesting from the History Channel about what's on Mars. 21 after on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In this hour of Good Day, we focus on some new sounds, new releases. This is Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield, who today releases Space Sessions, Songs from a Tin Can. These songs, Richie, were all recorded on the International Space Station. And I believe if you were nose around, you'd find his version of Space Oddity.
Space Oddity was one he released about a year ago.
Went viral.
In 2013.
Yeah.
And we played that. That was cool. So these are some of the new ones.
Yeah.
Daughter of my soul.
These are recorded up in the space station.
Yeah. Just him and a guitar and a recorder.
Yeah. That's all. I like that. Listen to how deep it is, though, Rich. It must have been a good recorder.
No, it's got great sound on it.
Yeah, very good. Here
is, gonna ride that lightning one more time.
Ride that lightning.
Yeah. Gonna ride that lightning one more time. Gonna ride it one more time, cause there ain't no finish line. Gonna ride that lightning one more time. Gonna ride that lightning up so high.
So, if you're interested, look for this in the record stores. So there, you can buy it on Amazon, I'm betting, right? You can get it anywhere.
Oh, sure, I use it.
Right. Yeah, yeah. By 25 after the hour, other new releases today. The world of music presenting Selena Gomez's revival.
We're going to wear that dress
like this or not, Jen?
I think this is pretty good. What do you think?
Listenable.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about her. Her name is well known, but I don't know that much about her.
Disney kid.
Is that what she is? A musketeer? Like Justin Timberlake, you mean? That kind of stuff?
One of those. Well, they have shows now on the Disney Channel.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't really a musketeer thing, but she was on a couple of their shows.
Okay, got it. So this is good for her. All right, Jen Jen's going to like this better. New song out today by Toby Keith.
Yeah. In the water tower.
35 mile an hour town. Listen, these stories always are great from these country singers.
She said it ain't the drugs, it ain't the booze. I've had a back road buzzer to my spell. Seems like heaven's slipping further away. The devil ain't got far to go when they pray.
Did you buy this, Jen Jen?
Yes.
Would you?
I would buy. I love Toby Keith.
Was he the guy who did the voice here? Who was that? For you, for your...
Yes, he did the voicemail for Jennifer.
No, that was Trace Atkins, guys.
Trace Atkins. Okay. All right, you want to get it straight.
I want to get it straight.
Next, going out today for the first time, a song called 31 from Jana Kramer. What can you tell us about her?
Kind of a new up-and-coming country singer.
Yeah, where'd she come from?
You know, I don't really know. I know that she kind of busted on the scene. She was engaged to Brantley Gilbert, who's another up-and-coming singer. They just broke up.
Yeah.
She got married. She's real cute.
So are these singers, the country singers that come along, are they necessarily born of the music, or are there some people that find their way
Listen
into it?
Listen to this lady. What do you think? It's a little country-ish.
Yeah, it's not really. It's not.
Very
it's
funny.
Almost like Taylor Swift-ish.
Yeah. Although I think she was more born into it than maybe this lady. Taylor. I don't know her story.
Like Taylor Swift was more born into it, really?
I would think so.
I thought her mother and father were musicians, but not country musicians.
No, I think she's the musician.
Really?
Yeah.
None of them in the family are?
You know, from what I have read about her, and Jen probably knows more, but she's kind of self-made. She kind of said, Mom,
good.
I want to do
yep.
this, and her mom went
At
along
13,
with her.
At 13, she's writing songs.
Good. And did
yeah.
it, yeah.
Good. Duncan Sheik's Ledger Domain. I'm in Birmingham. I don't know anything about this guy, but I like already the song.
I do, too.
This
right
He
away.
Was really popular. He had a huge monster hit. And
really?
Good to hear him back. He was good.
And today... For the first time in its history, the American Film Institute will give its highest honor to John Williams, responsible, listen to this, for music in 150 movies.
Well deserved.
Wow.
He deserves every bit of accolade. Oh, my God.
You deserve it.
God love the guy. John Williams in the focus on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 56. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
This report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. According to the National Bullying Prevention Center, children with physical disabilities are twice as likely to be bullied. Shriners Hospitals for Children and Breaking Bad actor R.J. Mitty are trying to change that. To support National Bullying Prevention Month, they've launched a new campaign called Cut the Bull, and they're asking the public for help. A former patient at Shriners Hospitals, Mitty knows about bullying.
I was born with cerebral palsy, and my disability made me a target for bullies. I was harassed, knocked down, even had my hand broken, but I was lucky. I had my friends, my family, and Shriners Hospitals for Children to help me become stronger.
Shriners Hospitals has treated more than 1 million kids regardless of their family's ability to pay. Many patients have visible scars or physical disabilities that put them at greater risk of being bullied. Their comprehensive care provides psychological support, rehabilitation, life skills training, and even school outreach programs that help children with physical differences feel confident. To learn more, visit Cut the Bull.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
Celebrating today on the Good Day program, I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden. The report from Baltimore Police Department there says they don't know what Ben Carson is talking about. Mr. Carson was interviewed this week, said he'd been held at gunpoint while visiting a Popeyes restaurant in Baltimore. I don't know which is more difficult to believe, that he was held at gunpoint or he went into a Popeyes.
No, Popeyes in Baltimore, yeah, it's almost expected you're going to get held at gunpoint there.
Well, by the police?
Why would he lie about that,
though? The police.
I can't imagine. I don't think he lied about it.
No, I don't either. I think if you, hello.
He's not an idiot.
Look at the recent history of the Baltimore Police Department.
It wasn't
Why
the police,
would you
though.
Think they'd have any
I know, right?
records
I
at
think
all?
He was being robbed, and I think he looked at the perpetrator and said, I think you want the cashier.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway. He's the one with all the money.
Yeah, this is one of those throwaway comments, and the comments get made, and then people take them and they go 87 different directions with them, and it's pretty amazing.
You guys get the feeling that Ben Carson is kind of under the microscope, maybe under attack, or do you think he's making a lot of crazy, stupid statements the past week or two that seem to be getting more attention?
I don't think that's him.
I think he's brilliant. He made $20 million in fundraising after he made the comment that a Muslim couldn't be president because they operate under Sharia law.
Hmm.
He made $20 million.
He didn't make it, hopefully. He got those donations.
Fundraised, yeah.
All right, so he's defending his controversial remarks. He suggested 6 million Jews this week would not have been slaughtered if they had easy access to guns. What do you do with that?
Well, makes you think that you defend yourself. You're not going to be shoved into an oven. I mean,
yeah.
Right?
Well, no, I got that. But how are you going to get? How are they? That seems relatively impractical.
Well, it's kind of silly to say because you can't change history, and you kind of, I mean, yeah, maybe guns change a lot of things, but you know, it seems like a weird, pretty extreme.
So the Anti-Defamation League condemned the comments, saying in a statement, "quote Ben Carson has a right to his views on gun control, but the notion that Hitler's gun control policy contributed to the Holocaust is historically inaccurate. The small number of personal firearms available to Germany's Jews could in no way have stopped the totalitarian power of the Nazi German state, to which Carson replied that that was total foolishness. He was on with Stefan Pupulis, said, quote, "I'd be happy to discuss that in depth with anybody, but it's well known that in many places where tyranny has taken over, they first disarm the people." Okay, so you get to the root of that, and you understand kind of what he's saying, but it took a long time to get that.
That kind of plagues him, though, doesn't it? He says something, and then you go, oh, that's what it means.
Well, I mean, he said that. Do you think that's true about his social... on social issues, his statements, have they been distorted? Because I said at the beginning when I was reading some of the stuff about him, not for me, because I don't like his stand. As far as I'm concerned, I don't want anybody telling me about what needs to happen in my business, my private life. It's none of your business.
Really smart people tend to be wordy, and we're in a society where people want to hear everything.
Richie, did you hear that?
They
really
want everything
smart
to be
people
tweeted.
Tend to be wordy.
There are
did
exceptions.
You hear that?
There are exceptions.
What's the exception?
You.
Now.
I had something really good to say, and now I forgot about Ben Carson. Oh, it was so brilliant. What was going to be?
Here's Seth Meyers on his derailed comments on Popeyes.
Despite claiming last week that he would have rushed the Oregon shooter to save lives, Dr. Ben Carson yesterday recounted how he was once held up at gunpoint in a Popeyes chicken and told the gunman, "I believe you want the guy behind the counter." So we know at least one guy who's definitely not voting for Ben Carson. Why would you tell him that?
Just to go along with Ben Carson's point that he eventually got to, it's not necessarily about his Nazi example. He's talking about government tyranny, and so many people are making the mistake with the gun argument, saying that guns are protecting ourselves against the bad guys. What the Second Amendment does is protects us against the government, and that's what we should be defending. The argument.
Right.
You can't
take
it away. That's what that's there for.
All you have to do is look at the Affordable Care Act to see how we're under attack.
There you go. All right, now, you want to know the latest from Donald Trump before we pause?
Yes, I love this.
He says Bo Bergdahl ought to be executed.
I know.
Really?
He also called Glenn Beck a nut job today.
No! Glenn Beck is a nut job? Who would have thought that? Where'd that come from?
I don't know, but gosh, it's funny.
I know everybody in my town is going to vote for Donald Trump. Right, Tommy, you're voting for?
Absolutely.
Tommy's in here. Voting for him.
Did you take a straw poll?
I did. It's a straw poll. One farmer's in here with me. He's voting. All right, what did you say, Richie?
There was never any doubt who Tommy was going to vote for.
He voted for Obama.
No.
And his wife, too.
Yeah. No.
He didn't vote for his wife. His wife voted for Obama.
You forget they live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So most of the time, his vote cancels out mine or vice versa, depending on where
Trump,
I decide to vote.
What? Come on, you're going to vote for Trump, right?
Am I?
If the election were held today, who would you vote for?
I'd probably vote for him.
You would?
Yeah, I probably would.
I knew you would.
It depends on how far Carly Fiorina comes along.
Well, today, if you were going to vote today, who would it be?
Yeah, that'd be, I'd vote for him.
Fiorina, Carson, or Trump, Doug.
In the primary?
Today.
Yeah. Right now, today, if you had to pick one of those three.
I do Trump because I just want to blow up the system. You know that.
I want to blow the system up. System, all right.
Blow it up.
Who would you vote for, Richie, today?
Fiorina.
She'd blow it up.
She'd blow it up nicely.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Jen?
Trump would be last.
I'm Trumping today, for sure.
All right. Gun control seems to be something that's on everybody's mind. So how is it that a blind guy gets a concealed carry permit?
He didn't know.
We'll talk.
With a blind guy, they're all concealed.
The story of Kerry McWilliams up next here on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
This MultiView report is brought to you by Uncle Ben's. If you shared a photo of your food on social media, you're not alone. Sharing and food go hand in hand, but nothing more so than sharing meals as a family. Cooking shows and enthusiasm for culinary delights have become ubiquitous. Now it's time to let kids in on the fun. Research confirms sharing family meals has a positive effect on child development. The Ben's Beginners Cooking Contest inspires families to connect in the kitchen and invites young chefs and their parents to submit videos of themselves cooking for a chance to win big prizes. Tamara Mari Housley, actress and mom.
Creating your contest video isn't just a fun way to bond with your children. It also teaches them important life lessons such as creativity, reading, math, science, and presentation skills. Learning to cook is a skill that builds healthy eating habits kids carry with them for life.
Enter to win $15,000 for your family and a $30,000 cafeteria makeover for your child's school. For more, visit UncleBens.com.
Are you a glass half full or glass half empty kind of person? Hopefully, you see it full, as there are numerous health benefits to thinking that way. Recently, in a study done by the University of London, it was found that seniors who think positively tend to age healthier. They suffered from fewer physical and emotional health problems as they got older and had a longer life expectancy than their negative counterparts. Positive thinking is one of the best things you can do for your health. This tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy, caring for you and about your health. Visit healthmart.com.
Last season, Undateable went where no other sitcom dares.
In front of everyone, live!
Viewers and critics were blown away.
Do I feel her coming on?
Now, Undateable will be live all season long in a totally new TV experience where viewers make suggestions live during the show on social media.
I feel like this wasn't in the script.
It's not just live, it's alive. TV's only live sitcom premieres in a one-hour event. Undateable Live, tonight on NBC.
Walmart is teaming up with some of the biggest names in health to bring you America's biggest health fair, the Four Healthiest Hours in America. Visit your local Walmart on Saturday, October 10th from 12 to 4 p.m. and get free blood glucose and blood pressure screenings. Sponsored by Tylenol and Metamucil. Plus, stop by the Health Insurance Planning Center for answers to all your questions about how to choose the right solutions for your family. You'll even get a free gift bag while supplies last. This is one event you don't want to miss. See more at walmart.com/healthcare.
All right, here we are at 44 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. So does this sound ridiculous to you?
Yes.
Giving a concealed carry gun permit to a blind person?
Hmm.
You would think a blind person walking into a ply would be politely turned away. That wasn't the case with Kerry McWilliams, the first certifiable blind person to ever get a concealed carry permit. Kerry lost his eyesight at the age of 10. To some problem that was connected to his brain. At 15, he completed ROTC marksmanship contests.
Wow, that's cool.
Not by using his eyes, but by using his ears. He could hear the breeze moving the paper targets, and it's been reported that he passed the competition using that skill. As it turns out, there's a shooting test in Kerry's state that can be used to get a concealed carry permit. Blind person can receive it after passing the NRA shooting exam.
Hmm.
He did that too.
Wow.
Well, by using his ears.
Why shouldn't he be afforded the same rights, constitutional rights that we are?
I'm not advocating that he ought not to. I just found this a fascinating story. Anybody blind, when you dig into it, you think on the surface, but he's apparently a great duck hunter. He's got a 12-gauge shotgun, and he's got an AK-47. Leaves him at home. So,
this is the American Disabilities, Americans with Disabilities Act, covers constitutional rights for people with any kind of disability that would impair them from being able to execute their rights.
Mm. I don't know, Richie. I just find that fascinating. It's not bad. It's just fascinating. Somebody,
you look at guys like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, and Jeff Healey, and all of these blind musicians that we look at that are geniuses. Yeah. Why not?
Right? And sighted people will never know and never be able to understand how their senses are so ramped up because your body overcompensates. So we'll never be able to understand that as long as we can see. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so I'm going back to the Trump candidacy for a minute. This story of this Hispanic woman that took over the podium, did you see that?
Oh, yeah, and she said, I'm Hispanic, I'm voting for Trump.
Is that like the two that we had on who were stumping for Trump? Is this a gag or is
this
for real?
No, I think it's for real. I mean, it just the media has been is afraid of Donald Trump for some reason. The mainstream media, as people like to say, think they're afraid of him as a candidate. And so in every place I look, on Fox, on CNN, everywhere, they're saying how Trump is going down in the polls. Well, he's still ahead. He's still number one in the polls.
Yep.
He can attract black and Hispanic voters. Well, you have Diamond and Silk who are stumping for Trump. Then you've got this lady who's Hispanic who says, look, I'm Hispanic and I'm with him. So, I mean, it's a lot of blanket statements. And, of course, it's not every Hispanic. This is just one woman's opinion. But to say nobody would support Donald Trump, I think, is just
my
huge overstatement.
She was on the Trump train for a little while.
What happened? See?
She just got
Rich
tired of him. No, she got tired of him before I did.
Really?
She just got tired of him always saying, that person's a moron, that person's stupid, and not really having answers.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you watch somebody like Fiorina or Carson, who actually has content and answers, she connected with that more.
Well, I think that's good. I've certainly done that, by the way. But I think for the purposes of shaking things up, I'm all about the noise that's coming from.
No,
let's just have some more noise.
Being a participant,
yeah.
I'm just not convinced yet that he deserves the big seat.
Well, so let's see what happens. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, honesty, Jennifer, is the best policy.
Definitely.
Let's be honest. There isn't a single piece of Halloween candy that's actually good for you.
Right. I think that's true.
But in the spirit of...
Wait a minute. Candy corn's not good for you?
I love candy corn.
It's corn.
Oh, my God. But it's possible to make smart choices when you're looking around. You can compare calories, fat content on candy. Why not do that? How much sugar is there? There are a number of places you can go online. I just found a place going through most of the popular Halloween candies. Now, I don't know if people want to get this scientific with this stuff. It's, after all, it's Halloween. Why should we worry about the number of calories in Reese's Pieces or the amount of sugar in a Mars bar? Or
I
the
think
amount
I know the crack
fat.
Code for this, by the way.
Say again?
I think I can crack the code on candy. If you're looking at counting calories, and you, if you're looking at counting calories and you're looking at counting fat, then you go for the stuff that's jelly, gummy, you know, gummy bears, red vines. It's just sugar, but it's low in fat, low in calories.
How about Whoppers?
Now, if you're going for a little bit of fat, but you want low calorie, Three Musketeers bar is the lowest calorie.
Are they? I love Three Musketeers.
And if you want to get protein, then of course you got to go with the Reese's peanut butter.
Twizzlers.
Those are low sugar, low fat. I mean, high sugar, low fat.
Are they really? All right. I just wanted to know.
Yeah, no fat in Twizzlers. Twizzlers are kind of a waste of time. I like the original Red Vine or nothing.
Yeah, my kids love Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are like plastic, I think.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I like Red Vines are good. Twizzlers are kind of bleh.
They are?
They're waxy. I don't like the Twizzlers. I like the Red Vine.
All right. I need to spend a moment talking about something that is troubling.
Red Vines, yes or no?
There's a story that you're going to see this weekend about Daisy Farms in Paris, Texas. They treat their animals well, so they say. You're going to see some video of a heifer who had been dehorned at a point in her life when she was too old. Horns need to come off of heifers in the first week to month. And there's a little bit of blood. What the insider...
Why do they have to come off?
Yeah.
Horns are not, they're not safe for the animals or the people that are handling them.
Oh, because they like getting...
Yeah, they're dangerous. So anyway, The company has a website. Now they're apologizing for what was seen by one of these hidden cameras by somebody who got in. And this happened in New York State a couple of years ago. Whenever these things happen, it's usually taken out of context. I'm not supporting or saying Daisy Farms did the right thing because they didn't. They say they treat their cows like pets. I say that. Milking healthy cows is a good thing. The information that came, this heifer was just too old. But you're going to see a lot of this, and it's going to make dairy farmers look bad. And I just wanted you to know the whole story. The real story is calf was too old to be dehorned. 51 after the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, it's Tech Talk time. Today, Kim Gerritsen joins us. We're going to talk about the kitchen of the future in your home. Apple Pay expanding to KFC, Starbucks, Chili's, and Best Buy. Wow, that's exciting, Kim, isn't it?
It is. I can't wait to buy my chili at Chili's and walk into Best Buy and buy some Beats headphone and think it's free because I'm just waving my phone.
Yeah, there it is. Wave your phone. When I wave my phone,
it'll be forever.
It'll charge more than I have. All right, so Kim, we're going to talk about the future and the past, if you will. Facebook preparing to give reactions instead of the like and dislike thing. We'll talk about that in a moment, too. It's all about technology here on Good Day.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
That's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has five times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't make high performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
Did you know that the average cost for a family of four to attend a professional baseball game is over $200? I'm Adam Kanner, founder of ScoreBig.com. We found a way to work directly with teams and venues to get their unsold seats and pass the huge savings on to you. On ScoreBig.com, when you successfully name a ticket price, on average, you'll save over 33% below box office price each time you buy, with no added fees or shipping charges ever.
And now save even more at ScoreBig.com. Click on the radio mic and enter code 6464, and we'll take an additional $20 off your ticket purchase. That's ScoreBig.com, code 6464.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Kim Garrison is here burning up the radio lines with ideas, interesting, strong ideas based on interesting, strong technology. Here we have Facebook. Not going to focus on like or dislike, testing a range of different things like love, are you angry, ha-ha, sad. These people are so influential. I was going to say powerful, Kim, but I don't like that word when it comes to this sort of a company, but certainly influential, maybe that leads to power. Are people really that interested in what they're coming up with? We've got a story here at DougStephan.com today about a lot of these Facebook users clamoring for a dislike button, because a lot of people don't want to keep it positive. They'd rather have something negative. You either like it, it's kind of like what my mother said, if you haven't got something good to say, don't say anything. So in this instance, you could have like, or you say nothing. Doesn't that infer the same thing?
Well, so here's the rub. With all these new buttons and these new emotions, what is Facebook going to do with that? Hmm. You know, maybe some people like it, maybe some people don't, like you said. Those people who use this range of buttons, the Facebook algorithm is going to say, somebody's confused about that product. Let's change the advertising to enlighten them. So Facebook has plans for using the different emotions to help drive its advertising business.
Business. It's all about business. Very clever, isn't it?
It is.
Very clever. All right, how clever is Amazon in trying to remake our homes along the lines of what they can sell you? Because that's what they want to do. They want to sell you your new home or the things that are in the home. Maybe they want to sell you a home, too.
Well, for those of us old enough to remember the Jetsons and how...
Here's Bill Jetson. Was it Bill Jetson? What was his first name?
No.
Here's Mike Jetson.
George. I was like, George. George Jetson.
What was the dog's name?
I don't know. His boy Elroy, daughter Judy, Jane, his wife.
Astro.
Very good, Ken.
Astro. Okay, yeah. So... the Kitchen of the Future. I actually used to be an editor of Better Homes and Gardens, writing about the Kitchen of the Future a lot. But I never imagined that there would be a company, Amazon, and there would be a little cylinder sitting on my counter that, over morning coffee, the cylinder is called Echo, and the voice in it is called Alexa versus Apple Siri. And I'm having coffee in the morning, and I go, Alexa, what are the cool recipes for the day? And a voice comes out of the little box and says, Campbell's soup has the sauce that you combine with beef and potatoes and carrots and whatever.
I don't know where he went, but it's food for thought. Pardon the pun.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.